James Comer, Joe Biden aide with ties to Hunter handled VP's classified docs 20 months before previously disclosed. By Wendell Hasebo on October 13, 2023. President Joe Biden's senior aide, Annie Tomasini, who reportedly told Hunter Biden she loved him multiple times, handled the president's classified documents at the Penn Biden Center in Washington, D.C., 20 months before Joe Biden's lawyer disclosed the discovery of the documents to the public. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, revealed this week. Tomasini inspected the classified documents on March 18, 2021, 20 months before the president's team said they discovered the documents, and just 2 months after Joe Biden assumed office, according to a demand letter from Comer to Joe Biden's White House counsel. The letter also details the president's timeline amid multiple visits from at least 5 White House employees. Those include Dana Remus, Anthony Bernal, Ashley Williams, Annie Tomasini, and an unknown staffer. There is no reasonable explanation as to why this many White House employees and lawyers were so concerned with retrieving boxes they believed only contained personal documents and materials, Comer wrote. Indeed, their visits dated back to March 2021, when Annie Tomasini initiated contact with Penn Biden Center to schedule a visit and take inventory of what was left at the center. Importantly, no public statement has reflected that Ashley Williams, another White House employee, allegedly removed boxes from Penn Biden Center on October 13, 2022. To date, the White House has not disclosed what was in the boxes Ms. Williams retrieved or where they were delivered. The White House claims that what appeared to be Obama-Biden administration records, including a small number of documents with classified markings, were found at Penn Biden Center on November 2, 2022. The White House and President Biden's personal attorney, Bob Bauer, further claimed that National Archives and Records Administration, NARA, was contacted on the same day. NARA took possession of the materials the following morning. Both the White House and Mr. Bauer, however, have failed to disclose that Pat Moore, President Biden's personal attorney, scheduled a FedEx pickup with Penn Biden Center employees for November 2, 2022. The committee has uncovered that a FedEx worker showed up to Penn Biden Center on November 2, 2022, to load the documents and then take them down to the loading dock to be shipped out. The committee finds it troublesome that boxes of documents were potentially removed from Penn Biden Center prior to NARA's arrival and assessment. Watch, White House, we're not going to talk about if Biden might have more documents. The omissions, along with Tomasini's involvement and date of her document inspection, raises concerns given her ties to Hunter Biden. In emails reviewed by Fox News, Tomasini referenced him as her brother, and often ended her correspondence with Lee, an abbreviation for Love You. Why did the White House and President Biden's attorney omit this critical piece of information? The Biden White House may have known President Biden had a document problem as early as 2021 and enlisted at least 5 White House employees to coordinate, organize, move and remove boxes from Penn Biden Center through 2022, Comer told Fox News. President Joe Biden is under investigation for mishandling classified documents by Special Counsel Robert Hur, appointed by Attorney General Merrick Garland on January 12, 2023. Watch, Mar. Biden was very shady on classified documents, they hid it for 2 months. At least 3 establishment media reports recounted that Biden's personal attorneys agreed to hide the scandal from the American people and likely did not plan to disclose the scandal until it was leaked on January 9, 2023. Biden's classified documents were initially unearthed by Biden's personal attorneys on November 2, 2022, at the Biden-Penn Center days before the midterm elections. About 10 more documents were unearthed in January by Biden's personal attorneys. Among those, some were marked top secret, according to CBS News. It remains unclear why Biden's attorneys initially searched for documents at the Biden-Penn Center. Neither the White House nor the Department of Justice has provided a reason or cause for the search. Hur's investigation into Biden has not produced many leaks, compared to the document case with former President Donald Trump. Joe Biden, however, apparently sat for 2 interviews with her on Sunday and Monday. The White House claims Joe Biden is cooperating with authorities. As we have said from the beginning, The president and the White House are cooperating with this investigation. And as it has been appropriate, we have provided relevant updates publicly. Being as transparent as we can, consistent with protecting and preserving the integrity of the investigation, White House spokesman Ian Sam said in a statement earlier this week. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.